On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Hierdie is die temperature vir die maximums vandag. Pretoria op na 17, Johannesburg 18 en Malagleni 'n winterkoue 14 grade. President Cyril Ramaphosa het 'n groot week vir die land afgeskop deur vanoggend te sê dat Suid-Afrika 'n ekonomie kan skouspel wat aan die styg is. Ramaphosa skryf vanoggend in sy weeklikse brief dat Suid-Afrikaners ons kop omhoog te kan hou terwyl G20 staatsleiers verwag word in die aanloop tot die naweek se G20 leiersberaad by Nasrek. Intussen het Suid-Afrika se topdiplomaat, die minister van internasionale verhoudings en samewerking Ronald Lamola, vanoggend tydens 'n vroegoggend G20 ministeriële ontbyt in Rosebank gesê dat Afrika uit een stem moet praat as dit kom by die globale oorgang na skoon energie.
Our continent holds 30% of the world's mineral reserves. Many of them critical to social power, to solar power, electricity vehicles and battery storage and green hydrogen. Demand for these minerals is set to increase fourfold by 2040, intensifying competition for access and placing Africa at the heart of the green energy future. This is an opportunity we cannot afford to miss as Africa to be the drivers of global energy transition.
In Pretoria begin die kabinet ondersoek vandag na die geskiktheid van die direkteur van die Stadgautengse Nasionale Vervolgingsgesag, advokaat Andrew Chauke, as direkteur van openbare vervolging. President Cyril Ramaphosa het in September vanjaar die afgetrede regter Bahetse Elizabeth Nkabinde as voorsitter van die ondersoek aangestel. Woordvoerder Tiyisela Mpuzana sê die ondersoek sal begin vanoggend met die openingstoespraak deur die getuieshoofleier.
The first witness, advocate Shamila Batoyi, the National Director of Public Prosecutions, will commence a testimony on Tuesday.
In internationale nuus stem die VN se Veiligheidsraad later vandag oor Amerika se vredesplan vir Gaza. Dit sluit in die ontplooiing van 'n internasionale mag om vrede te bewerkstellig te midde van 'n waarskuwing deur Washington dat gevegte weer kan uitbreek. En terug by die huis na 'n baie nat naweek met swaar reën is die ergste nou oor vir Gauteng, maar daar is vandag nog 'n waarskuwing vir harde reën oor die Limpopo-vallei en die Laagveld.
Exit at Gauteng, it's mostly over the northeastern parts of the country. And then it seems like for the rest of the week, we're still expecting partly cloudy conditions with some isolated showers and thunder showers throughout the week.
SLW-diensverspeller André Fourie sê dit gaan vandag nog voel soos winter. Vanmôre af gaan dit begin warmer word. Maar ons temperature gaan wipplank ry hierdie week.
From tomorrow the temperatures are starting to recover and then Wednesday we're seeing a bit more of a warming, then Thursday there's a slight cooling again and then from Friday onwards there's a slight warming again.
Kan ons net by Vrydag kom. Ek Gerard de Souza. Dit was 'n baie besige begin van die nuusweek. Meer oor al die stories by jacaranda.fm.com. Klik op news.
The only weather warning at this stage for our roads, 4 minutes past 9 o'clock, Jacaranda FM, is please drive with caution. Ek kyk net vanoggend baie poele, puddles in our roads. Everyone is so kind on the roads, actually. So we're going to keep it that way and we will give you an update on your traffic at about 9:30 this morning.